So Dr. Jost is no longer here at the practice.
Oh.
So we are going to be your new doctors. I'm going to be your interim doctor. Dr. Julie just moved from California, so we're waiting on her Colorado license to come in. So, So we're here with you now. So we went over your file. I think you were on the schedule to come in on Tuesday, right? Tuesday or Monday? No, Monday.
Monday.
Yeah. Monday. So we've been over your file. So tell me how you're doing today.
Well, I went to Minnesota. Had a terrible plane ride because the guy next to me was coughing like me.
Oh, I hate that.
And so I...
Were you in the middle seat?
No, I was in the window seat, but... My husband was sitting in the window seat. I mean, in the middle seat.
So. Oh, he was. Okay.
But anyway, I think it's because of my resistance. It's really down. Okay.
Your immune system, you think?
Yeah. Because I never get sick. So I don't know why I'm sick.
Okay, so you're not feeling well?
Yeah.
Today, and how long has that been going on?
Let's see.
I think that's why you weren't here Monday.
Yes, all right, because, I mean, I was feeling really bad, and I was coughing really bad. I didn't want to get everybody sick.
Okay. So, this has been going on for how long? Since, like...
Well, let's see. Today is,
the 10th, Wednesday.
It's Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
We got back Sunday night, so Sunday I wasn't feeling too great.
Okay, right, we'll just put since Sunday.
Yeah, and it wasn't too bad. I mean, I thought it would go away, because usually when I get a virus or whatever, I go take a hot bath.
Yeah.
Get a artificial fever going, and it usually goes away in a couple days. And this time, this is like the third day, and so it's kind of going away, but not really.
Not 100%. So, did you take a hot bath?
I did.
Are you doing it every day?
No, I just do it like every couple days. Today I took a steam bath.
Okay.
And stayed in the steam shower for quite a while.
Okay. So. Well, there you go. All right.
Simply because I thought it might help my my chest.
Yeah. All right. Well, how's your energy on a scale of 0 to 10?
Energy. Okay.
Let's look back like before Sunday.
Yeah, before Sunday. Actually, it was pretty good because when we went to Minnesota, I was there for my niece's wedding. Right, and that was pretty fun. All right, so I had pretty good energy.
So last time, Dr. Jost gave it a 6 or a 7. Would you say it's higher than that?
Probably a 7 to 8.
7 to 8? Okay, good. All right. And how's your sleeping?
I don't sleep
good. Yeah. So, some of the things I wanted to follow up with you on, how's the acid reflux?
It's still there, and if I eat too late, it keeps me from sleeping at night. I mean, I can't lay down, right?
So, is it only there at night when you eat too late, or is it there during the day?
Just at night when I eat too late, so far.
Only at night. Okay. And how about headaches or allergies?
I haven't had any headaches for a while.
Okay. Right. Good.
Until I get this. And
no
then
headaches.
I started getting headaches. All right. But it's been pretty good. I have a real sharp pain sometimes in my head, different places. And if I put direct pressure on it, then it kind of goes
away. It goes away. The reason I was asking these specific questions is because these are the questions or the things that you wanted to achieve while you were here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, where we're at on this status. So how is the leg cramping?
It's okay, as long as I take potassium for it.
Okay.
But I never, I haven't had any leg cramps for a while. At least a couple weeks, two, three weeks.
Fantastic.
But when I start to get a leg cramp, if I go take a potassium pill, then I'm fine.
Okay. And then, so two times on here, we have increased sleep. So were you having trouble when you started, but now it's really good?
When I started, I think because of the acid reflux, right, I would wake up, and to keep from waking up my husband, I would go downstairs and sit in a chair or read or whatever, and so I wouldn't get a lot of sleep.
I see.
Right? And so now I haven't been getting too much sleep the last couple of days because I've been coughing so badly, and I didn't want to keep my
husband
him
up.
All right, because he's a runner. He he has races. He has to run, and so if he doesn't get his sleep, and then he doesn't run as well as he likes, and then he's gets grumpy.
How far does he run?
He's an ultra runner, and he runs anywhere he does marathons for training runs. He usually does.
Oh my God.
He runs every single day, and he does. He alternates long runs and short runs. He usually does two or three couple-hour runs during the week, and then he'll go for a long run, which is a four-hour run, and it's usually about 22 miles.
Holy cow.
Then he...
Gazelle.
He just finished a 100-mile run.
What?
In southern Utah. Because we stay
now
in
St. George.
Now I feel
like I'm back in Colorado.
So he was in... we stayed in St. George with my niece, and he ran 100 miles. And I was trying to think.
Like, is it split up in different days?
No, he does. He starts, and then they run 100 miles, and he finishes.
How long does it take him to do that?
34 hours.
He does it straight without sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now, some of the guys who run 100 miles, they all have different philosophies, and they all have different methods, right? And some guys will run so far, and then they have to take a nap. And they'll usually take anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour, and they'll take a nap, right? Bob doesn't. He just runs.
Wow.
Now,
I feel like he's superhuman or something.
He's a mountain goat. I was trying to think what this one has to be. Oh, it is a Zion. It's the Zion Canyon Run is what it is, right? And it's not done inside the canyon, but it's around the canyon, and there's all these, it's red rock country, and it has lots of plateaus, and so he starts in a little town called Virgin, right? And they go up a mesa and run around the top of the mesa, and then they go down, and then they go to another one and go up and around and down, right? And then that was the 50 mile, right? And the 100 mile, they went up another area, okay, that I haven't seen. But that one is also really up and down. There's a lot of up and down.
In the
races.
Has he been a runner all of his life?
No. He started running, in fact, the first marathon he did was after we got married, and we were in our late 30s.
Okay.
All right, that was the first marathon, and he almost didn't finish it.
Wow.
He didn't know how to drink water. He didn't know how to eat. He didn't know anything about distance.
Yeah.
And he has taught himself all this stuff. And then he used to work for the Rocky Mountain News.
Uh-huh.
And when he did...
Back when we had that paper.
Well, that's what brought him over here.
They
hired him to do editing.
Yeah.
Okay. And he did a special on the Leadville 100.
Yeah. My neighbor wrote that.
Sorry.
It's okay. Here's a tissue if you need that.
You need water.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's deeper than where the water will hit.
Okay.
I was hoping I wasn't going to cough any. Let's see. He did a special the first time. So the guy who was running the Leadville 100 was a state representative from Leadville, and Bob wanted to talk to him about the Leadville race, and he just went up and interviewed him, and the guy egged him on and told him that he had to run it, that he should run it, right? And Bob said, well, I don't know anything about running that far.
Yeah.
He ran marathons at the time, but he had never run anything longer than 25 miles.
Right.
And the guy egged him on. He says, I can do it. You can do it. Right. And so he started training to run the Leadville 100. And it's a pretty tough race because it's altitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And so he started running it. I mean, he started training for it. And he looked all over for trainers, the people who had run it. Right, and would they train with him? And he found two guys that had both finished it a couple times, and so then he started running with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them became his pacer.
Oh.
Right. So after you run 50 miles and you're at the 50 mile turnaround point, you can pick up a pacer who then can run with you the rest of the way.
Oh, wow.
Right. And the pacer can carry your stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, so he can carry your everything but the water, I think. You have to carry your own water. But he can carry extra food. He can carry, you know, extra jackets and that kind of stuff. And the pacer just watches the person and makes sure he can run and keeps him going, okay? Because by the second 50 miles, a lot of times you lack of sleep.
Right.
Okay, all that kind of stuff. It just kind of messes with your mind. And I would go at the aid stations, you know, people can go and you can watch for your runner, and
uh-huh.
It's like a big party because everybody goes and nobody sleeps, everybody parties. And I would go with my truck and had a bed in the back of the truck, and so I would set my alarm clock for when he's supposed to arrive at the aid station, and I would get up and then go to the aid station or before the aid station, whatever, to watch for him, to see when he came in, to find out what his, you know, if he needed anything, because he's got bags full of, different kinds of foods.
Yeah.
And, if he needs ibuprofen or if he needs any, you know, anything like that. Maybe he needs to change his shoes, okay, or something. Maybe he needs a coat or he wants to leave a coat, right, or something like
that. So you were there
for that? I would be there, and he would come in, and he would go to the aid station first and eat whatever else they had for him, but then I would meet with him and find out if he needed anything, right, and change him, give him... A lot of times just change his socks.
Yeah.
Right. And because he'd get rocks in his shoes.
Oh,
right?
God.
So you have to change. He wants to change.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And so this time, the first time he did it, all right, I went to the aid station. Then I went to the next place that they had indicated that support people could go, and it was a parking lot right along Turquoise Lake.
Uh-huh.
Right, and it was about 25 miles then into Leadville from that point.
Right.
All
right,
so he had one marathon to go the last time I saw him, and he came in, and he was totally out of it, just totally out of it. And his pacer, he handed me a bunch of stuff. He says, he's not going to eat this. It was a gel pack,
yeah,
that he had. He,
yeah,
had opened it, but it was just getting all over because he didn't eat it, wasn't going to eat it. The bad thing about 100 Mile is that your stomach is not going to let you
eat,
do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It won't hold food.
It's got to shunt the blood to the muscles.
You've got to, well, and
right?
Besides that, all right, you have to eat in order to have the energy.
Yeah.
Right? So the tough thing is to find out what you can eat, what your stomach will allow you to eat, all right, and keep down.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, we tried all kinds of things, like baked potatoes. We tried, you know, he doesn't like anything that's not moist.
Yeah, okay? I can imagine.
Because he gets really dry, a dry mouth. So when I met him, all right, I gave him applesauce, and he really liked that. That was really good. And then, so he ate the applesauce, but to eat it, he had to sit down, and he did not want to get up.
Oh, no.
All he wanted to do was lay down. And so his pacer and I had to talk him, come on, Bob, there's only 25 miles to go. You are almost home.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was his first one?
That was his first one.
Wow. Right. And did he make it?
He did.
He did.
He did. He made it in, they had to be there in, they give him 40 hours, I think, for that one. He made it in 37 hours, 30-something minutes, and 37 seconds or something. Anyway, they give him a t-shirt with a time on it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. So, but that was really good. And he was pretty happy he did that one. That was the first one. All right. And then the next one, he's attempted 9 and finished 5.
Wow.
And his nemesis is the Bighorn. It's up by Sheridan, Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
And it goes, the trail goes up about 14,000.
Oh.
All right. It's 13,000 something. Mm-hmm. All right. It's a really, and it's very high altitude and very, a very tough trail.
He hasn't finished that one yet?
He finished the 50.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then he decided he was going to try it the next year, and he finished 66 miles, and his knee started giving him problems.
Mm.
So then he stopped. He stopped at 66 miles. Then the next year, he tried it again, and he stopped at 50.
Oh.
At the turnaround.
Yeah.
Well, it was just, he usually runs with two other buddies, right? And one of the wives was up at the turnaround, okay, and he told me, you know, you don't have to be there because she's going to be there. And so I gave her all of this stuff, and he says, that's not a problem, I'm not going to stay there anyway, I have a drop bag up there, all right. And so all three of them were there at the same time, and all three of them dropped.
Oh.
At the same time. So it's so hard. I mean, psychologically, it is so tough for you to keep going when your friend is going to quit.
I know. Yeah. I can imagine.
And both of your friends are quitting.
So.
And so it's really, really tough. Okay. But He's done 100 this year, and then in June we go up and try the bighorn again. So that's, we're going to be doing that one again.
All right, well, I can't wait to hear. Yeah. When in June is he going?
He's going up there. It's usually about the second or third week of June.
Okay.
Third week of June, I think.
All right, fantastic. Well, good luck to him. So let's get back to you, too. So I want to make sure we have enough time for you. Are you able to walk and exercise? Because here, one of your goals was you get really lightheaded and faint after you walk for over a mile.
I have been walking the dog.
Okay.
Right. And so that was before I got sick. I haven't.
Yeah.
Since I got sick, I haven't walked the dog again.
Issues?
No. The dog gets really upset at me because when Bob walks him, he lets him go and he just runs after him. So he gets really upset at me.
Because you're holding him on the leash.
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't have any issues when you're walking him. And are you walking him for at least a mile?
Yeah, we usually have a trail that goes from our house, and it goes, we live in Roxborough Park.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
And so we have a trail that the foundation maintains, and it goes up between some rocks, and then it goes up further, and then we go up to a park.
Okay.
And we usually let him go at the park, all right? But then on the way back, so I think the whole loop is just about a mile.
Okay.
Could be a little bit more than a mile.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I've been walking the dog, but not the last few days.
Okay. What other things would you like to accomplish during this program? What do you want to keep working on?
Well, this was actually supposed to be my last
one. Yep, this is what I think that we should do. I always like to end with current blood work so we can see where you've come from, because your last blood work was way back in November, or at least what I can see. So what I propose is that we do more blood work today, and then you come back for another visit, and that'll be complimentary. We'll do it, you know, at no charge. Then we'll just see where you're at and see. There are aftercare programs that you can do if that's something that you want to do, and we can discuss that at that time based on what we find with all of your lab results. But I would like to see how far, because you've accomplished a lot, but I would like to see where you're at since November. I mean, that was like 6 months ago. It was a while ago.
I just went to the doctor and had some blood work done, and I don't know if I brought that in for you.
I don't think so. It would be, if you have it, that would be good, but it's usually not as extensive as this is.
No, it's not. The only thing that my doctor, and this is why I came to this program in the first place, is because my doctor believes that the only thing that you can do for the thyroid is prescribe Synthroid.
Mm.
And so she would prescribe Synthroid for me, and then I would go in, and she would give me 3 months of a prescription.
Yep.
And 3 months, okay, then she would check my TSH again, and if my TSH was not exactly what it was the time before, then she'd prescribe another different dosage of Synthroid for me.
Yep.
So it was going up and down and up and down, and it wasn't working. I could tell her that it wasn't working, it's not right, and I wanted her to try a different method, you know, like go to Armour Thyroid or whatever, which was a different, it does a different thing than the Synthroid does. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does the same things, but...
Right, but it's a different source.
It's a different source, and it's thyroid...
Hormones
itself.
That's right.
Okay, whereas Synthroid is totally synthetic.
That's right.
And I wanted to try, a more natural
approach,
okay, to see if I might react to that differently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so that's what we've done here, and it seems to work pretty much.
Yeah. I've looked at a lot of your the notes from all of your other visits, and it seems like you've progressed really well. Mm-hmm. You know, your TSH was really high this time, and so I wanted to see where it was. I think you had your TSH done after this, right?
Yeah.
And you just told him what it was?
Yeah.
Do you know what it was the last time you just got your blood work done?
Well, she didn't change the prescription at all.
All right, that's
the prescription is still 112. Okay, and that's what it was from I don't remember when I
like 3 months previous.
Yeah, okay. Something like that. Right.
Okay. Do you know what your TSH was?
No.
No. Okay.
I was gonna bring that, but I didn't.
Right. Do you have it at home?
Yes.
Could you email a copy of it to us? That would be great.
I don't know if I have your email.
Okay, I'll write it down for you. But just so I can see where you're at, because you still had quite a few things that were out of range that I would like to see come back into range. But even though your symptoms have been really good, both of us also have Hashimoto's as well, so it's something that we deal with also.
people who have never had it or don't know it, okay, don't have no sympathy.
Right.
All right. And my doctor has no, you know, she just says, well, her booklet says, this is what you're supposed to do for this, and so therefore, that's right. What I'm doing for you, and I'm doing everything I
that's
can.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And I'm saying, well, it's not right, okay? We have to be able to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because, I mean, even my fingernails haven't come back at all. Right.
Okay.
Some things to still work on, and there's a lot of uphill that can still.
Well, I was, before I started this program, I was taking some vitamins. Right, or supplements that help for hair and nails,
mm-hmm.
and it really made a big difference,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I started taking those. Okay, Dr. Jossa, why don't you start taking those again?
Okay.
All right, and so I have, because he gave me one.
The Regenimax or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and that one, just, I got eczema so bad.
That's what your note said.
That I took it one time, and the eczema just came. I mean, I've had eczema all my life, all right. And when I was little, it was caused by eggs. But I have kind of outgrown that allergy, sort of, all right.
Okay.
But some things will trigger it. When I was getting all of my shots to go to South America when I was in the Peace Corps, anything that was duck eggs, all the vaccinations are done with
mm-hmm.
the
eggs.
Duck egg sacs, all right, and so they would give them to me in very minuscule bits, okay, so that it wouldn't give me a reaction, because I would get a big reaction on some of those. The yellow fever, I think, was one, all right, and the other one was can't remember which one it is, but I think I remember the yellow fever because they gave me a little tiny bit, and I still broke out, and so then they reduced it, and I had to take that one in about 16 different.
Wow. And they made you take
segments.
Them even if you had a reaction?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What is the supplement that you're taking on your own for your skin?
It's, I don't know, I don't remember it is. Okay.
Okay.
It's just nails and hair, and I don't remember what it is.
Okay.
I can send you that.
And how's the vertigo?
Vertigo is pretty good, except just lately. Right.
Okay. With the cold?
Yeah, the cold.
All right. So.
But yeah, I've been okay. I've been able to, you know, lean down and stand up and not have a real problem.
Okay.
Right.
Fantastic.
So that's pretty good.
How's your diet? You following it pretty well? Proteins,
oh, yeah.
Vegetables?
I'm really tired of not having, I really miss potatoes. I I really
I know you do, but that will flare up the immune system.
Yeah, I want mashed potatoes and gravy. And French fries, okay. But I've been really good about not doing anything. Except when I went to Minnesota, my brother, when you go to somebody else's house, it's really hard to say, oh, you're fixing spaghetti? I don't think I'll have the spaghetti, I'll just have the sauce.
Yeah. Right?
So I had a little bit of spaghetti.
Okay.
All right. And bread is really a hard one too, okay, to give up. And I have been eating Udi's non-gluten bread, okay, because it's wheat-free.
Yeah.
But it's made with rice.
Yeah.
Right. And even though I don't eat rice, right, sometimes when I'm really hungry for a piece of bread, I'll have a piece of that, and it will satisfy it.
Okay. So that's definitely a better choice. But just, I want you to think about whenever you...
Your next patient's here, and then also Brandon wants to know if you want lunch.
No, on the lunch.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. When you have Hashimoto's, any time that you eat gluten, it makes the immune system attack your thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, like, you know, even in inconvenient situations, you gotta just be like, hey, I cannot eat the gluten. But, you know, in a pinch...
Well, I haven't eaten gluten for years.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
It's like when I do eat spaghetti at home, okay, it's always non-gluten spaghetti.
Good.
It's always, like, rice.
But just when you went to your brother's house.
Yeah, when I went to my brother's house, it's really hard for him to say, oh, well, I can't eat your spaghetti. I have to go buy a special one.
Yeah. And then also, just think about the reason that we can't eat potatoes and rice and, like, bread, pasta, rice, potatoes is because it makes our blood sugar surge. And every time we have that insulin surge, it makes our immune system attack the thyroid. So that's why we have to really, if we do have some gluten-free bread, it has to be on occasion, not like
often. It's not like I don't have it every day.
Okay, good. So to move forward, would you like to do another blood test that tests all of this stuff so we can see what's going on? Okay, so this was your second test, right?
I've only had one.
No, that was your second one.
Oh, that was the second one.
Yeah, you did one and... That's weird.
I think I've only done...
There was one that was 10-6 and one that was 11-26. Yeah, that's like 45 days. Yeah, so there was two that you did.
Okay.
So, the third one is...
Oh, yes, I did do the second one because I remember the guy was... taking my blood, all right, and I told him, you know, I have one vein that they take blood all the time out of because it's the only one that is good. And when he did it, he pushed it all the way through the vein.
And both sides,
okay. And so instead of getting a good sample, all right, he got blood that was all, you know, was from the muscle.
Yeah.
And I told him that. And then I just got this big bruise.
Oh, I bet you did. So the third blood work isn't included in your program, so it would be 150.
Okay.
Is that something you're okay with?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Fine. All right, I think that's a good way to move forward. Let's do blood work, see where you're at, see if we need to adjust anything with your supplements, and then we can look at aftercare programs if that's something that you're interested in.
I'm pretty happy with where I am right now anyway. The only thing I wanted to do was just regulate my thyroid so that it wasn't jumping up and down all the time. Right?
Okay.
And I wanted a second opinion from my doctor.
Yeah. So I think that it's still good if you want to do an extra blood work, if you want to do that.
That's okay. My doctor does the TSH all the time anyway. All
right. So if you're good, then we're good too. If you're good with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the only thing is, I would like to continue some of these.
Yeah.
All right.
So one of the aftercare programs is $29 a month, mm-hmm. and you come in once a quarter, but you get 15% off of all supplements. Mm-hmm. So that might be an option if you were wanting to continue with supplementation.
Well, I definitely want, okay, the, I don't know, the
GTA. You definitely need to stay on that, okay?
Yeah.
GTA. Anything else?
And so I was wondering how I could, you know, if I could just get the supplements.
You can just get the supplements. If you want to just, if you don't want to do any kind of aftercare, have us check in on your blood work and adjust anything, then you can just keep getting supplements, and it would just be at full retail, which is what you've been paying for it now. So if you're just wanting, like, what do you want? GTA? What else would you like to stay on?
Oh, I like this PC.
Yeah, the okay. PC is really good for you.
That is really good.
Right. So, like, GTA's probably 20, and PC's 34 or something like that. Or maybe it's 64, I'm not sure. So it's not, like, a huge cost.
Yeah, I think that would be fine. Okay, just to... Because he was slowly taking me off of some of them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so let's... GTA and PC... The other thing that I recommend that you stay on is an Omega... Mm-hmm. And also the glutathione. The glutathione is really important for liver function, and mm-hmm. the thyroid converts the T4 to T3 mm-hmm. a lot in the liver. And so for me, I always have to support my liver. It's kind of like a constant thing.
Well, and I've had some liver problems in my mm-hmm. in my years too.
Okay.
In fact, they said I had a fatty liver at one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So. Yeah, so I think that these two... For the liver and for overall health, mm-hmm. Omega for decreasing inflammation and cardiovascular, and the GTA for thyroid is mm-hmm. would be a good, like, you know, long-term supplement regimen
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, and I could do that, no problem.
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty.
So when I need more of them,
you just
I just contact mm-hmm. you and mm-hmm. then just pay for them. Right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
All right, do you need them now?
No.
Okay.
I have plenty right now.
All right, so we won't order blood work today.
Okay.
Right? It's up to you.
It's your
choice.
Fine. Okay.
Okay, so this will be your last official visit. If for some reason you have a flare-up or something happens and maybe you want to get back under care just in an mm-hmm. aftercare program, mm-hmm. we'll always be here. You okay. can always do that at any time. And then in the meantime, when you need supplements, you just call.
Okay.
And then will
and
you
I'll
send me
you the...
what I wanted the your last TSH that mm-hmm. your MD ran so that I can just put it in your file. And then what else was I gonna have you send me? I don't know. Send me TSH from MD. Anything else, my dear?
I was going to send you something
else. You were going to
send
me
name,
something else.
The name of the nail.
Oh, yeah. Name of supplement for nails. Got it. Okay, that would be great if you would send that to me.
I need to put that one
down. Well, I'm glad that you got great results here. And just remember, if you ever need anything, we are here for you. Okay. Well, wish your husband good luck in that bighorn race.
Yeah.
That's an exciting thing. Hopefully he makes it the whole 100 this time.
Well, when we went to Minnesota, you know, every time we travel, he sees that there's a race. So he just ran a half marathon when we were up there.
Well, have a it was very nice to meet you.
Yes.
Have a great day, and I'll look for your email.
Okay.
Okay.
actually went to another practice where he was just going to be doing chiropractic adjustments. He thought that was going to be a better fit for him. Well, I can answer those questions for you. Okay, come on back. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
I'm Dr. Heather.
Nice
to meet you. And this is Dr. Julie.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Let me move these tissues out of your
way. That explains why I didn't respond to Kai's email.
Oh, did you email? When did you email?
About a month ago.
Yeah,
oh, well.
I told Libby and she's going to reset it. So I didn't hear from that either.
Hmm. Well, that's too bad. We really held it on him and really liked him.
Yeah. Well, that's weird that there was no email, that he didn't respond to your email.
Yeah, well, I think.
Must be quitting.
Basically, my energy level has been really low for the past month and a half.
Okay.
Why? Because I thought that's part of what this was helping build up. And
okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
So that was part of it. And I have those questions you can probably answer.
All right. Let's look back here. So you had your 12th visit last month, it looks like, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get an update on all the things, like where your blood sugar is.
Okay, I ran a hemoglobin for Kaiser, 17.
Okay.
I have that.
What was that? Let's see.
Came up pretty good.
Can I have this or shall I make a copy?
No, I just think you can have that because I just made a copy off the internet.
Okay. Thank you for waiting, by the way. It took me a little longer than normal.
That's what happened.
Oh yeah, your A1C was a 5.8.
Yeah, so as I understand it now, I'm now back to pre-diabetic.
Yep, that's right. Now, are you on any diabetic medication?
No, I never have been.
Okay, fantastic.
Basically, this whole thing has worked. It got me down from 6.5, I think it was, down to this. So I'm comfortable with that. I take my blood glucose pretty much twice a day.
Okay.
I got a question on those things. Got to keep doing that because I'm getting tired of punching my finger.
You don't have to keep doing that.
Let me ask you this. My thought was that, okay, if I eat something that's really sugary or carbohydrate and I punch it, does that give me an indication whether how much it affected me? Like, I worked at the Karakis, and I was sitting there in my place, and one of the guys came along, he just handed me a candy bar and didn't give me a choice.
Mm.
And it was really good. That but literally like an 18 grams of sugar and 24 of carbs. And well, I don't have a place to throw it away because I don't have any weight left. So I went ahead and ate it. So I took my blood, it didn't seem to have any effect.
Okay.
And I don't know how quickly it has an effect or it would show up. That's one of my questions. If I do go off, because sometimes I'm going to go off, I don't know, no eggs, not
right.
Get it occasionally. How long did it take for that to show up in a blood glucose test?
It depends. I would say maybe, 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes. But
okay,
it
quick.
Could, yeah, it could be fairly quick. And then the lasting effects are more damaging and take longer. But with that being said, where you're at in a pre-diabetic range, your body is now, it's healing so that it can handle that stuff. But it can't handle that stuff if you do it often.
A lot. Yeah.
Right?
And I was coming to attest to if she's my cook. I've been really great with the diet. I have not hardly ever broken off of the
good.
Diet stuff. And so I feel good. I still would like to go back to my donuts. I don't intend going back to my old habits.
Right. Good.
But occasionally I like to, I did a day we went to a restaurant. I had a quesadilla.
Mm.
Okay. My oldest daughter is an MD.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, I I've lost so much weight. She said, I probably need a little more carbs in my diet because of my weight loss.
Okay. So we can pick carbs that won't spike your blood sugar. That's what we're trying to avoid.
Right.
So like more sweet potatoes would be good.
Any
kind
of,
go ahead.
Dr. Joe said, because he's got a kidney problem, no sweet potatoes, tomatoes, beans, spinach, bananas.
Yeah. You can have sweet potatoes. It's not gonna, sweet potatoes are better for you than a white potato or flour or anything like that. And it's not gonna be, damaging to the kidneys.
He was because of the kidney problem is why Joe said.
Yeah, it's interesting because the only way I know I've got anything in kidney is I looked at my regular Kaiser. I'm on a kidney disease. No one ever talked to me about that.
That's not surprising because when they don't have a medication for it, and so they just wait until you get to where you're on dialysis.
Oh, good.
My
sister had diabetes and she died on dialysis.
Your sister did?
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. So we've got that concern.
Yeah, so your kidney function is actually now normal. So it's made great improvements throughout this program because it started when it was under the range. And now on your second lab that happened, so back here in October, your kidney filtration rate was only a 49, right? So that's not good. And then now in January, it's up to a 64, which is normal.
Okay.
So.
My thought is I can have Kaiser check on that periodically.
You should.
As long as I have an idea of what affects it. That's my main thing.
That's right.
So if I eat something, okay, this is going to give me grief, I need to cut out or get checked. That's kind of what I'm thinking about today.
So this is what I think you should think about long term. So I think you should stick with the diet almost always. And then if you wanted like one cheat meal a week, that's probably not that big of a deal.
Okay.
But you can add sweet potatoes back in. It's not going to affect you negatively. Okay.
What about tomatoes and beans?
Tomatoes, fine. Beans, let me see here.
He said the only beanie one in here was green beans.
Yeah.
Not black beans.
Those all have quite a bit of carbohydrates. I'm trying to find your...
But you know, I use tomatoes and black beans a lot when I cook, and it's like, now what do I do?
I don't think he did the food sensitivity test on you.
I don't remember that.
No, you can add tomatoes back in, and then beans occasionally.
Okay.
Okay, beans do, they have more carbohydrates than protein, and it will raise his blood sugar a little bit. But so just infrequently, but it's not something that you just absolutely cannot have.
Okay.
There's not a lot of benefit to beans, to be honest with you. It's just kind of like a carb.
Everybody talks beans as being, you know, good for you.
I know.
And all this
So not really when we're trying to balance our blood sugar. So, but they're not like the end of the world. I'd rather him have some beans than bread.
Okay.
Right. So stay away from.
Mess me up. Bread was mine.
So bread, we really still need to stay away from bread and white potatoes and rice. But if you put in sweet potatoes, a few beans here and there, you definitely can have tomatoes. You know, and when you're introducing these things, just watch your blood sugar.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's right. So just watch it and see like the next day. Right? Okay. Not necessarily like a candy bar will make your blood sugar spike. But like if we're doing beans and sweet potatoes or tomatoes, we'll watch it like the next day or the day after that to see if we have any significant increase in your blood sugar. But you don't need to take your blood sugar at night any longer. And if you want to just take it, you know, in the morning, that would be fine.
That's the best time for
fasting before breakfast.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Yeah, good idea. Well, nothing. What does low blood sugar do? I mean, I understand that's not good either.
Right.
What is considered low?
So low blood sugar is considered low under 85.
I had one down to 81.
Okay.
That was only one time.
Yeah.
I also had one of 107, 180.
Yeah.
One time.
One time. So we're not going to worry about those weird outliers.
Yeah.
But in, if you consistently have blood sugar under 85, you are going to get put back into this diabetes, pre-diabetes thing. Like pre-diabetes, like low blood sugar is a precursor to diabetes. Because your adrenal glands have to put out cortisol, and then your liver dumps a bunch of sugar into your bloodstream. And then you have that whole reaction. So we don't want to be low blood sugar.
Yeah, I say pretty consistently.
Yeah.
I've ranged between 115 and 130.
Okay. All right. So we would like to see that. If you want to get, we want to see that like under 100 or right at 100.
That doesn't happen very often.
Okay. So that's where you would need to be non-diabetic. So if we could just be, so you have a little bit of work to do still. You've made huge changes, and now you're pre-diabetic. You have some work to go from pre-diabetic to non-diabetic, and I think that you could do that. We just have to make sure that you keep out all of the white stuff, right? Potatoes, pasta, rice, bread.
That would include quesadillas.
Include quesadillas and dairy.
And popcorn.
And cereal.
Mm-hmm. Caramel corn.
No. So if you start putting those things back in, you're going to see your numbers start going back up.
Well, as long as I've got that I will not get clear back. As long as I've got that as an indicator, okay, I got to back off.
Yeah.
That's why I want to talk about that today.
Yes. Yes. What else did you want to talk about today?
Supplements.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I've still got some credit, as I understand.
Okay.
About $800. I'm not sure. I'm not sure which supplements, if you could, for me, I've got the ones checked that I have, I think this is what they're targeting. I guess they're targeting the liver, they're targeting the heart.
Okay. You want me to write it on here for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is phosphatidylcholine. This is for, we consider this membrane health. So it's for all the membranes and your cell walls and your whole body. And it's very, very good for the liver, the kidneys, and the brain.
Okay.
Okay, so liver, kidney, brain.
Okay. Because I assume each supplement says something in my mind, says I'm supplementing something I'm not getting.
Right, and it's hard to get phosphatidylcholine like in any significant amount in food, but your body really needs that. It's a significant nutrient for the liver, okay? And then B12. So B12 is to reduce inflammation.
Yeah, B12, you hear a lot about that, so I'm a little more comfortable with that one.
Yeah, so some of these inflammatory markers on your blood work, like your homocysteine is an inflammatory marker, and it's at 9.6, and we want that to be around 5, because there's still some inflammation in the brain if it's above 5.
Now, the supplement reduces that?
It does.
Okay.
So B12 helps with reducing that inflammation, the homocysteine.
Okay, that was a long time ago that was taken. If I have it checked now, if it's lower, I mean,
then it's something that you might could get off of if it's lower.
Yeah, that's right. Trying to figure out which ones. I'm taking 6 things a day. I'm not a big pill person.
Okay.
I'm taking a lot more than I want to do right now.
GSH is glutathione. So glutathione is really important also for the liver, but also for the immune system and the brain. So glutathione is the key. It's the most potent antioxidant in the body, but also it helps with detoxification. So we have all of our cells in the liver have to have glutathione. If our glutathione levels go low, then we're at a larger risk or a bigger risk for developing cancer. So they did these studies where they put cells in a petri dish, and they had some cancer cells there, and they just stayed there and did nothing when it was in lots of glutathione, like adequate amounts of glutathione. And then they took cells and they took the glutathione completely out, and the cancer cells just like totally took over. Mm-hmm. So I think that glutathione is a good staple for most people to stay on, because it helps you with, you know, inflammation, immune system, brain, and the liver is key. And liver is, you have to keep supporting the liver.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm covering that one.
Yeah. So, and these are easy to take because they're liquids. The GSH and the PC, they're those liquids that you hold under your tongue and in your mouth. Okay. You know, for like 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
Yeah, no, okay. I'm doing it. I don't recognize the
names. The names.
Yeah.
People don't pay attention to the names.
I'm taking 6 things and I'm doing it according to the rules.
Yep. So. Okay, and so the vitamin C is immune support.
Now, this is different than regular vitamin C.
Detox, it is. And this is also blood sugar because it has lipoic acid in it. And lipoic acid helps decrease blood sugar. And then it's this vitamin C, these three products are in a liposome. So the delivery of these products makes them very, very absorbable. So you don't have to take as much vitamin C in this product as you would if you just went and took another vitamin C. Typically, like a capsule of vitamin C or a powder of vitamin C is about 30% of it's getting absorbed.
Okay, good.
This is like 98% of it's getting absorbed because it's in this phospholipid like sphere. So the vitamin C sits in the middle, and this phospholipid is made from the same things that our cells are made from. So it can just go right into the cell and drop that vitamin C in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's really absorbable, and it is cheaper in the long run because you don't have to take so much.
Okay.
Okay. And then the Effexilin is blood sugar support. I wrote BS. Do you know?
That's right.
I'm just used to my own terminology. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Okay. In this world.
Oh, no.
I'll write it out.
No, that's right.
Blood sugar. So when you see it up here, you're gonna know what it means. I think these are good supplements to stay on as a staple. To be honest with you, I think four of them that you're on are liquids. Right.
Three of them are pills. And four were liquids. Yeah, I'd take some. Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so there's some that you don't have. Oh, maybe they're checked on the other page. No, they're not.
This was the very first one. There's one more on this and the other than that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're taking omega pills.
And I don't know if I'm omega pills. I can't remember if that's right or not.
You should take omega. It's really great for your brain, your cardiovascular.
Yeah, but I've been hearing things lately that omega isn't as good as it used to think it was. You know, that's the trouble. Everything changes.
You can find studies that do one thing, or you can whatever you want to say. You can just go find a study, and it doesn't mean that the study is valid or that it was done good or it was done by the person making the product. That they're so studies are. It used to be. Like everything was defined by research, and now it still is, but you got to kind of really look through the research to see how the studies were actually done.
I assume you have to take into account the individual body too.
That's right.
One may work for one, may not work for somebody.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So I'm assuming I just want to work off of, yeah, because I taken the omega, you know, across the counter a long time ago, and so hey, it's not worth anything. So I've been taking it.
Yeah, no, I think that even more studies are coming out. Like right now I'm doing a cardiovascular module with one of the best cardiovascular surgeons in the U.S., and he is huge on omegas. And we can see it in lab work where it's decreasing inflammation and the cardiovascular markers are coming down with high-dose omega. So you just have to make sure you get a good one, because sometimes if you buy them off the shelf at, you know, any like Walmart or Target or Walgreens, it doesn't even have the right stuff in it.
You know, that's what even kind of pharmacy, like, okay, there's 2 or 3 whole carts of shelves with stuff on it. How do you figure out what you take?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of crazy.
So, you know,
the
supplements that we have here, they are like third-party tested 2 or 3 times to make sure that what's on the label is actually what's in the product. And so you're going to get really good, high-quality supplements.
Okay.
Okay.
What happens if we quit coming here, how does he get your...
We can still give you the supplements if you want to. He just calls and he gets them.
Okay.
There is a couple of different things that you can do. There are programs that we have, like aftercare programs. Did Dr. Jost talk to you about those at all?
No.
So there's three different ones. One, the basic one is a gold plan. It's $29.95 a month.
Okay, well, I think he did mention that.
Yeah,
he did.
You come in once a quarter and you get 15% off of your supplements. If you wanted to do that and use the credit that you have on your supplement bank already, then we can just apply it to that. It's not gonna, I don't think it's gonna cost you anything for the first year. And then we'll just pull your supplements off of that and you can keep that going. And then we can just check in once a quarter to make sure everything's going well.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Does that include a visitor?
Yeah. It includes a visit once a quarter. So every 3 months you come in, we sit down, evaluate how you're doing, see if anything needs to be adjusted. If your Kaiser doctor ordered blood work on you, we would want to see that blood work.
I'll use Kaiser for that because that's...
Yeah.
Coverage.
Yeah. And sometimes Kaiser's really good. And then if you tell your doctor a little bit beforehand, like to add on a few things, like I want a lipid panel,
A1C,
they'll typically do that as long as I don't ask for like homocysteine or C-reactive protein. They won't do that.
Yeah. I've had that experience.
Yeah. So we can work with you in that capacity. That way you're just not like on your own, and you can still get the good supplements that you've been taking, and you have some support when you need it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. This may not be the right spot to put this in, but what's making him so weak? And so he gets up, showers, has breakfast, and he has to take a nap. And then he gets up and does anything, and he has to take a nap. He just falls asleep all the time.
Yeah.
And literally, I'll be sitting there all the time. I've been asleep for 15 minutes, did not know it, and I used to know when I was falling asleep. Now I don't. It's just like, okay.
When did that start?
Quite a while.
Yeah.
His energy level is just almost not.
For a while I was doing pretty good, like in the 6 or 7 category.
Yeah.
And lately I said more than 4, and I don't know why.
Okay. How are you sleeping? Are you sleeping well at night?
Yes. Well, yeah. Let's have to get up and go to the bathroom. That will vary.
Okay.
Depending on how much water I take right before bed. But anyway, normally I sleep really well.
Okay.
Part of what doesn't help is I just had a shoulder replacement.
Oh.
So, but that's.
When did that happen?
Seven weeks ago.
Okay. Do you think that's about when you started feeling more tired?
I don't know. It might have been partly.
Because your body's got to heal from that. Man, your blood sugars look good for having a surgery. It's good.
Yeah, it's what it was, the reverse shoulder replacement is what it is.
Okay.
Now he has the ball in there and, thing down his arm.
Really?
And three screws.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it helping you? Like, there's less pain?
Well, I'm physical therapy now, so, Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it made a difference for that, but now it's not too bad. I get up there, but going back, can't do it yet.
Okay.
But therapy's going to take care of that. And I know they said it'd take anywhere from, 6 to 12 months.
Wow.
Because it's pretty serious.
Yeah, okay. So,
I work at the Rockies,
mm-hmm.
and so I sit there, I was wearing a sling for a while, and boy, my back was starting to hurt. And finally, I figured out, it's a pulling down on it. Since this was a shoulder, not supporting like it was, so I'm not doing that now. And back pain's kind of gone away.
Okay.
But the energy level, my problem was I got to do therapy, physical therapy. I got energy.
Okay.
And his daughter, who's the MD, says, you need to get some more calories in your body.
Okay.
Now he, Dr. Jost wanted him to have animal protein 3 times a day.
Yep.
Every meal, which I'm doing, vegetables and fruits.
Yep.
And some snacks, which we're doing. But I don't know what to do to get him more calories or.
Okay. So I don't think that you need more calories. Well, how much is he eating? How much are you eating?
For morning, 2 eggs, pancakes, turkey bacon.
Okay, what kind of pancakes?
The almond flour
pancakes?
Yeah, she's doing everything by the book.
Okay.
And then,
but he has two eggs every morning, and then everything Dr. Joe Sylvester gives, they all have 3 eggs and pancakes and muffins and cookies.
Yep, they do.
So I thought, well, is that too many eggs? But he said, no, it's not.
No. So you're getting quite a bit of calories. Like my husband, who is 6'3", 200 pounds, like that's how he eats. So I don't think it's the calories, but I wonder about the healing process.
How much of that's taken? And I realize that's plus the fact I got arthritic hip. And
I also wonder about, like, if it's worse after you eat a quesadilla. Because what happens after you eat, like cheat, let's just say after you cheat, your blood sugar will go up, but then it'll drop down below, like you almost go hypoglycemic. That's what a normal person does. And then you get really sleepy. And so you just have to kind of maybe watch when it happens. Is it after he's eating, or is it after you've cheated? And then maybe it will last a few days after you cheat.
I can't say that I connect anything
can't
there.
Connect. What, so just about, be watching for that. Go ahead.
What about a glass of wine? That's probably a no-no.
That is. No-no. But, I mean, you know, you might be able to tolerate a little bit, but how much are you drinking it now?
No.
I'm not a big drinker. I had one glass
in the last 3 months or so.
Okay, then that's probably not a big deal.
I figured it wasn't going to hurt me.
But I would watch for, like, if you eat gluten, right? So the quesadilla has gluten in it. Any kind of breads have gluten. That will react with your brain and make you it can make you sleepy.
Okay. Well, doesn't sugar do the same thing? I mean, well, that all turns to sugar again.
Yeah.
But the fruit, sugar from fruit.
Is a little bit different because there's fiber with it, and so it doesn't usually cause a big spike.
Okay.
It usually is absorbed slower over time. Okay. But there are more sugary fruits, like grapes are super sugary, mangoes are sugary, pineapples are pretty sugary, bananas are pretty sugary. So like the apples, oranges, lemons, limes, berries.
I think another thing to consider with being tired all the time is your body has to clear the drugs that you were on from the surgery. And those take a while and they have an effect on your nervous system.
Yeah, I've been kind of old, and that could very well be.
Yeah. So that's why it's important that GSH that I talked about, the glutathione that I wrote right here for you, when I said immune, but it also is the key detoxifier in the body.
Okay.
So that's why it's important to stay on that.
Well, that's what I wanted to clarify
today.
So understand what's doing what.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Joe said, you know, no bananas, no mangoes, no.
Yeah.
All this stuff he said no to. You know, not popcorn, never, ever in your whole life. And that's one thing we like. No cereal ever, which was all he ever ate before.
Yeah.
And
I hate giving
no
that
peanut
up.
Butter, no, you know, no. But I have found a lot of things you can have, but still, I'm getting tired of trying to think of something.
Yeah. As he starts to get better, and when he becomes non-diabetic, you can introduce some of those fruits sometimes, and it's not going to be the end of the world. It would be better that he ate a fruit than a quesadilla.
Yeah.
I'm just picking on your quesadilla because that's all you gave me to say. So.
Well, and that's what he has every time he goes out to eat. Not now, but
that's
he used to.
Yeah.
Every time we went out to eat, quesadilla.
Everybody knew what I was going to order.
That's funny.
But
so
no
quesadillas.
Another question, like this morning I had no fruit, so I got open it. Can of pineapple, and I rinsed it with water. I drained it, rinsed it with water. I don't know if that's okay or not.
No. But, I mean, you did the best that you can, right? So, you know, I just don't like anything canned for the most part.
Okay.
If we could stay away from that, fresh is better, but you were in a pinch, so.
Yeah, well, she had thought fresh is what she normally does.
Yeah.
Okay, now the tomatoes, you know, I'm talking canned tomatoes.
You can have
sauce
those.
For that. Okay.
Yeah. You can have those. It would be better if you made them fresh, but I'm not going to tell you to do something that I don't do. So ideally fresh made pasta sauce or tomato sauce, but
no.
We'll try the organic. I use a lot of diced tomatoes, so I do the, you know, organic canned diced tomatoes.
Okay. That's another thing too. You know, this is a really expensive way to eat. Mm-hmm. A grade A maple syrup. Oh my God.
It's expensive.
If we didn't get that at Sam's for $10, we'd have to pay $16.99
right.
at the store.
That's right. It's expensive.
Is there anything you can substitute for that or not?
No, you could just not have any. Or if you're putting it on pancakes, sometimes I like to do berries on top. Like if you kind of do a mixed berry and just put the berries with a little bit of the berry juice that comes kind of in the bottom, that's good too.
Okay, and the other thing related to that is the almond flour, which is horribly expensive.
Yep.
That's what I need to use, right?
Yep. You got to think about it in this way. You know, this is how I think about it as well, because I spend a lot of money on food. I have two growing boys, a 13 and a 10-year-old, and this is how we eat.
Oh.
And my grocery bill is through the roof, but I don't have any other medical bills, ever. Oh. Never. It's almost like health insurance for us, and it's preventing further and future complications. And so, you know, it's almost like food is the medicine instead of relying on drugs to do that. So you're preventing a lot of complications that could come in the future from doing it now and in this way.
That's worth it. That's worth it.
Yeah. So you just kind of have to reframe it. Because, you know, when you go to check out, you're like, oh, that hurts. Like when I get a $400 grocery bill at Whole Foods, right? And I'm like, well, at least I don't have medical bills.
Yeah.
I'd rather be healthy and eating, you know, amazing
food.
And
if we keep our Sam's card, that helps us a lot.
Yeah.
Because stuff is cheaper. But
yeah.
The other thing was something you said there. Sugar. Coconut sugar, it's still sugar, right?
It is still sugar, but it doesn't tend to spike the blood sugar as much as regular sugar, so it's definitely much better.
If I wanted to use that once in a while for the grade A maple syrup?
Mm-hmm. Like in a muffin or in something, you can do that.
What would be the proportion to the maple syrup?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
You would use it. It's almost like brown sugar, but I think it's a little less sweet than brown sugar.
Okay. Yeah.
How much maple syrup are you putting in those muffins?
Usually fourth to a half a cup, I think.
That's until I pour it
between the pan.
I got it on my plate.
Yeah, and I use a dressing that he likes, and if he doesn't like the vegetables, he pours the maple syrup dressing on. He uses that a lot.
Hey, I never used
anything. I never goes out of the house without it.
Anything beyond lettuce before. Now I've got all these vegetables thanks to her.
Good.
But yeah, it's just, you know, just
try
so
like
know.
A tablespoon or two tablespoons for that quarter of a cup
of the sugar.
Yeah, see how that works. And then just kind of experiment with it.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
I don't know the exact proportions for that.
Okay.
So do you think that, I think it would be good for you to go into the aftercare program. You get 15% off your supplements. To do that, just that once a quarter you come in and check in with us.
You're gonna pay that at the time or?
You don't, you have a supplement bank right now, so.
That's part of it.
It's gonna be part of it.
Okay.
Well, because you already paid, because we were one visit or something short, and so you gave
that's
me $29
okay.
to start this.
Okay.
That's
so
what
then,
this visit is.
Yeah, we're going to, he didn't know how to do the finances, so I'm going to take it out of your supplement bank, and then I'm going to let you continue to use that.
Okay.
So we'll just take the first year out of that $800, it's $29, I think it's like $200 or something. So that'll cover the first year, and then supplements. So you guys won't be out of pocket for anything until that bank runs out.
Okay.
And then we'll automatically give you 15% off your supplements for that.
Oh, good. Okay.
Now, what I'd like is, I don't know if we, now these ones you've written, those are the only ones I need now.
I think that's probably pretty good for now, as long as you keep your diet pretty good.
Okay. And I understand the diet is the big thing.
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking is because what I'd like to do is I'm out of it. Really, almost, I'm punching, sound like air. I want to get a whole new set from leave here today.
Okay. And you're not going to come back for 3 months. So would you like two of everything?
Whatever.
let's get two of everything so you have enough. And then when you run out, if you don't have a visit or something, just call or you can come by and pick
which
up.
Which I have done past it.
Okay,
so
good.
So you think his energy will pick up?
I do. I think we need to be a little bit patient. I had a patient who had a hip replacement and her energy, and then she had like a heart issue. Her energy was down for a while her body was healing, and we were just patient with it, and now she's like a 10 again.
Yeah, and that's a possibility. I have a hip imbalance problem which I haven't figured out yet, but that's another story.
Okay.
I don't know if that sucks some of the energy also.
It could. Pain does, yeah. You
she
know.
She has a hard time walking.
Yeah.
That's how this took place.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just, you know, if you can, the energy is also like diet related. So anytime have some sugar or whatever, or bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, it's going to affect your energy levels because of what your blood sugar is doing. And we're trying to heal, your body's trying to heal. So it does that when it's resting.
Can you mention pasta? Joe said if you get the vegetable pasta or something, it's okay. He had a couple brains.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, like I got peas one time or something, which was a pasta pea.
It was made out of peas. That's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a good feeling. He doesn't like
it
pasta.
It is a
anyway.
Good feeling.
Yeah, I'm not a pasta person.
Okay, you keep
when
this.
When we came in here, I would eat.
Come a long way from what I can see.
My breakfast is just a plate drink, which kicked me off to the screen. And what a banana. That was my breakfast. My lunch was always Special K with my dinner varied between peanut butter and toast and peanut butter and crackers.
Oh my gosh.
Well, not always, but that was,
what he liked.
Yes. So, you know,
I haven't had any
anything
of that.
He liked or ate.
You have come so far.
He has not cheated except for.
I even think about cheating. Like, we're going to rest. Well, you can't make everything the way I want it to. So, I'll get chicken nuggets. I know there's bread around it, but at least chicken as opposed to a sandwich.
Okay, we can't eat that. So, what else could you eat?
I'm waiting for that answer.
Well, where did you go?
Wendy's.
Okay, so they have grilled chicken.
So grilled chicken for you.
Yes, or they have a hamburger without the bun.
Okay.
So you can get a hamburger. A lot of times they'll put it around lettuce. They'll put lettuce around it and do a lettuce wrap. Just ask them. If you want to do it, you can, I promise.
Okay.
So like burger with no bun, grilled chicken with no bun.
Okay. Well, the chicken nuggets didn't have a bun. That's
you thought you were doing better.
Well, I thought it was better.
All right.
Joe does not like Subway or any of those places.
Yeah, it's not great.
He goes and gets a grilled chicken salad, and then he takes his own little dressing.
Hey, it's not the end of the world. If that's what you're eating,
well,
if you ate that instead of...
Okay,
so Subway...
Subway have chemicals in them, and actually the vegetables, they put like 20 different ingredients in the like lettuce.
Yeah, I thought it was getting away from that stuff, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
Been real recent.
But you made a great choice, though. Your grilled chicken with the salad and bring your own dressing.
If that's the worst you did, I'd be fine with that.
I would do that once a week.
Okay, fine.
That's not a big deal.
It's the quesadilla.
Our friend always made fun of him for every
time we went up here. Funny. All right, I'm going to go get your supplements really quick, okay? I'll meet you back up here.